Hi everyone, Dr. Sunil Dand, internal medicine physician. Welcome to another video. We have reached a new level of clown worldness, if that's a term, clown worldness, when it comes to healthcare and medicine. And this comes from the United Kingdom, the Royal College of Physicians, which is now urging doctors to talk to their patients about climate change. Of all the million and one issues that the healthcare service in the United Kingdom, the NHS, faces, of which many of my relatives and friends have to deal with on a daily basis, climate change seems to be at the forefront of what the Royal College of Physicians wants to address. Take a look at these headlines here. All about doctors and addressing climate change. Now, to be fair, I was actually proud of the Royal College of Physicians during the pandemic because they were one of the few authorities in the world that came out against mandates for these shots, saying specifically that mandates were unethical, which I completely agree with. Nevertheless, that doesn't mean that everything the Royal College of Physicians says is sensible. And I want to take you directly to their website. So here we have a very recent press release directly from their website. Royal College of Physicians urges clinicians to take climate action. So they say that the NHS is responsible for a large amount, 40% of the UK's public sector emissions and 4% of total emissions. I'm not sure about whether those figures are actually correct, but look at their recommendations. Reduce unnecessary prescribing by using shared decision-making approaches because of the environmental burden of medications, generating less waste, limit diagnostic activities where appropriate, advocating for sustainable practices, limiting the environmental impact of travel. What's that got to do with healthcare? I don't know. Participating in sustainable quality improvement projects, communicating with patients about climate change to help them understand how it will affect their health. So this is ridiculous for so many reasons, but let me focus on some here. First and foremost, the logical fallacy of this issue. I should make another video about this topic sometime because it's a huge topic and I've been following the climate change issue for a long time. And I see the same patterns which have occurred in medicine and science since written history began, this mob mentality. There are numerous reasons to question this premise that man-made carbon dioxide is directly responsible for climate change. Lots of other factors could be coming into play. Climate, of course, has been changing for thousands, millions of years. Now, I'm not arguing against the premise that it's good to have cleaner energy, although that often comes at a cost as well. It's not as much of a black and white issue as some people would have you believe, but there are a lot of logical fallacies. And when we look at things through a logical, rational lens, which I always strive to do, away from the mob mentality, which always takes over any movement in medicine and science, you can see that when you build upon a faulty premise, when you build upon faulty logic, all hell can break loose. And we saw the same thing during the pandemic, the fallacy that human beings can control an easily transmissible virus. There are certain things that humans can't control. Climate is a very complicated issue and it has been changing since the beginning of time. So that's the first thing I wanted to say, and I can certainly make a more detailed video on my thoughts regarding that another time. Number two, the United Kingdom as a whole barely contributes to total global emissions, even if we assume that man-made carbon dioxide is the sole contributor to climate change. The United Kingdom is a tiny, minuscule percentage of total emissions. So why should patients in the United Kingdom pay the price for that? That's my question for the Royal College of Physicians. What will denying patients certain tests, investigations, putting forth excuses of climate change for why patients can't get what they want, how will that affect global climate? It's a ludicrous suggestion. And number three, this is my main point. It's a total excuse. It's all smoke and mirrors. There are numerous reasons why the healthcare systems across the Western world are failing. If we take the United Kingdom, obviously I don't practice in the UK anymore, but I grew up in the UK, I trained in the United Kingdom, and I have many family and friends in the UK who rely on the National Health Service. Years of underinvestment, bad management, not having enough doctors and nurses, and I would say doctors and nurses are not completely blameless either in terms of the way they work and the way their unions are set up. Also, ultimately, the fact that we are dealing with an explosion of chronic diseases due to many factors, including a toxic food environment. How convenient is it for healthcare authorities to not deal with those issues, not want to solve those issues, but try to divert attention away to an issue which likely makes zero difference to what they claim to be caring about. In this case, climate change. This is a ridiculous situation and it's a total excuse. And what I would urge any patient in the United Kingdom to do, if you are ever faced with a doctor, it's difficult to even find a doctor to see, but if you speak to a doctor who starts to talk about climate change during those few minutes they have with you, I hope you give them a piece of your mind. What a total clown world thing for the Royal College of Physicians to say. That's all I've got to say about that. Do not let your doctor lecture you on climate change and use that as an excuse for you not getting what you need. Thanks everyone for watching. Feel free to comment down below. Let me know your thoughts. Check out my website and my Lose the Gut and Level Up program for busy men between 40 and 60. Those links are down below, as are the links to my free downloads. Hit the like button if you like this video and the bell button for more similar videos in the future. We will speak again very soon.